care on the Lord. No matter what obsessions, pain or deep depression, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the solid rock. And even though he's gone now, I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. Now with his word to guide me, from temptation hide me, I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Now I'm pressing onward.
Each step leads me homeward. I'm trusting in my Savior day by day. And close is our relation. Firm is its foundation. So on this solid rock I'll stay.
I'll stay.
I'm standing on the rock. Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing on the rock.
On the rock.
Would you stand and sing it with them?
Everybody.
On the storm.
From all the storm, all the storm that rages.
Rich in love I'm rich.
But not from Satan's wages. I'm standing on the solid rock.
I'm standing on the rock.
On the rock. I'm standing on the solid rock.
Even though he's gone now,
I don't feel alone now. With comfort came the Spirit of the Lord. And with his hand to guide me, from temptation hide me. I'm standing on the solid rock. I'm standing. Standing on the solid rock. On the solid rock.
Are you on the rock this morning? Are you on the rock? Come, brother, sister Gans, if you would. Brother and sister Gans, I'm asking him to.
I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God.
God bless you. God bless you. A little mistake there. I just came from the hospital where my wife has been readmitted, and I'm not operating on 100%, but I'm operating on 98, 97, maybe 90. Welcome to Open Bible Dialogue. Welcome to this great broadcast. And we do have a great broadcast for today. There's no ifs about that. I mean, a great broadcast. And we want you to be in the middle of it. We really do. We want you to enjoy, but we want you to learn. Now, we've been dealing with demons, the works of Satan. You know, he doesn't like to be exposed. That makes him ferocious. It really does. Makes him angry. Makes him angry. Well, you know, when you expose the devil, then people know what they're fighting. They know what they're dealing with. They know the kind of things they've got to have. And I'm going to tell you, if you've ever needed the power of Christ, the very anointing of the Holy Spirit, this hour demands it. This hour demands it. Now, what I want to talk about today is globalism and evil spirits. Globalism and demon spirits. You may not understand the danger of globalism. Most people do not. Most people think of globalism. They just think of big government that rules the world, one great big, utopia kind of world empire ruled over by some kind of elite bunch of people who know more about life than the rest of us. And you see danger, but you don't understand how dangerous it really is. Well, today I am going to help you understand that globalism is the work of devils. That globalism is the work of devils. And when you talk about globalism, you really don't want nothing to do with it if you can understand anything at all about what it means. Now, I'm trying to get the volume making good sense for you because I really want you to hear what I'm saying. I want to affect your life. I don't ever want you to be the same again after this broadcast because the Antichrist kingdom is coming. The Antichrist kingdom is coming. There is no ifs and there is no ands about it. And it's coming like a storm. It's coming in a hurry. I see it everywhere I go. I really do. I see it everywhere I go. And I want you to understand how really dangerous it is. I think there's a little echo, and I don't want that, okay? I had some report of that a week ago, and I'm trying to eliminate that, and I'm hoping I'm getting it done. Listen, you need to hear what the Bible says. You need to hear what the book says, the Holy Book. Not some individual who thinks they're smarter than everybody else, but what the Holy Book says, because that really is the answer. Now, I'm going to read to you from the book of Revelation 13, and I'm going to read to you from another book, which is a breathtaking book. It's a book, Zechariah, that has some of the most exciting things in it that you can imagine. It will affect your life. There is no ifs. There is no ands. Now, let's get ready. A globalism, the work of demons. A one world empire, the work of Satan. A one world empire, the goal of the devil. A one world empire ruling over man with some massive power that you can make people take all kinds of precautions to buy and sell and do anything else, which we know to be the mark of the beast, which is in the future. Well, I want to get you concerned, and I want to get you on your knees, getting yourself right with God. If there's anything you need, it is to get yourself right with God. The time of His coming is at hand. The time of His nearing is even at the door. Okay? God bless you. Open your heart. Enjoy the truth of God's Word. And let's learn. And let's be more like Jesus when this program is over. Will you? God bless our radio listeners all over the countryside. I think we're off in Charlotte today, but we're on in Gastonia so that anybody in Charlotte can get us on 1270. 1270. So tell anybody you need, they can get it on 1270. And then remember other stations that we own and pray. And then remember Facebook. I presume we're on Facebook. I did what I was supposed to do, and now I hope we're there. And I want you to hear me. Listen, I need you to get on your knees with me today, this afternoon, and pray for Miss Chambers, Juanita. She's been in and out of the hospital now for these days, and it's been a tough road for her, a tough road to carry, but she's carried it with great courage and great boldness, and she's done a good job of it, and she's better. All of her signs were good this morning, except she's been in a situation of acute diarrhea for over 3 days. Over 3 days. The hospital gave her a big IV of magnesium on Tuesday night, and she hasn't been over it since then, to be honest with you. And I don't know who's responsible. I hope to find that out in the near future. Now, get on your knees and pray with me. All my Facebook friends, call your friends. Share this with everybody you've got on your Facebook family. And let's just have a great time together. Now, I want to go first to the book of Revelation because you really need to see that this is an end time event. What we are seeing cannot be understood unless you understand Bible prophecy. If you don't accept the Bible and Bible prophecy, you'll never understand and know about this coming one world order. You won't even understand globalism. They hate Donald Trump because they see him as an enemy to globalism. They see him as an enemy. You heard that over and over. You've heard over and over how they hate him because he isn't in the globalistic kind of mindset. He wants to make America great again. He don't want to just make the world great, as although we all want the world to be great. It's not really going to be until Jesus sets up his kingdom. I promise you that. But they want it to be, and we know that it will be in the right time by God's hand and God's grace. Now, are you praying for Miss Chambers? If you are, then let's go to our Bible. Everybody on your knees for my sweetheart Juanita. Four times now. She's been admitted to the hospital in 3 weeks. And it's just really a dire situation. She's such a saint of God. But she's had diarrhea for over 3 days until it's acute and dehydration. So we had to get her back and get her instant care. I really like the doctor that I met about an hour or so ago. Brad is his name. So pray for Brad that God will touch him over at the Presbyterian Hospital and make him a blessing to Miss Chambers. Will you do that with me? I hope you will. Revelation chapter 13. Let's go to the book. Revelation chapter 13. I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name of blasphemy. Now this is that evil Antichrist rising to rule the world. This is the one world globalism. That's the picture. One world globalism rising to rule the world. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and had the feet as of a bear, and his mouth has the mouth of a lion, and the dragon, that's the devil, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. Now the devil gave the Antichrist this globalistic society. You got that? That's so simple. If you can't understand that, then you don't understand prophecy. The devil is going to give the Antichrist a globalistic world, and they're going to give him great authority and great power and his own seat. I mean, the devil is in charge, but the Antichrist is the person in our view. Okay? Very clear. And it tells us how beastly he is, like a lion, like a leopard, like a dragon, like a bear. I mean, all the indications is a beastly character, an evil, wicked character. There's no way to describe him any other way but a wicked, evil character, a dark, wicked individual. And that's going to be the Antichrist. That's going to rule this world, a globalistic society. Now, when you know the devil is in charge of almost all the governments of the world, you know that the devil is setting up his world, one world kingdom, and you know that we as America don't want to be part of it. We don't want to be part of it. The average American knows that globalism means the end of the United States of America. That globalism means the end of the individual prosperity, the individual rights, the kind of government that is of the people and for the people and by the people, instead of a bunch of big-time elites who want to run things. You remember Obama? I mean, there's no doubt of his elitist attitude. There's no doubt of Hillary Clinton and her elitist attitude. They want to rule you. They want to be the master of you. Well, we don't want that. And that the picture is of globalism, the fight against globalism, the fight against a one world order. How can I make it clearer than that? Do you want a one world order? Do you want a globalistic society in which Satan can take dominance with an antichrist and an anti-spirit and rule the world? Do you want that? You don't, if you know anything about it. If you have any good knowledge of the Bible, well, the Bible says it's coming. The Bible says it's coming, but not in my time or your time. If we can fight against it, we don't know the time. It's God's time. It may start tomorrow. As soon as the rapture takes place, The new world order will have a beginning. It may begin slow. It may begin very gradual. I don't know that. I just know that it's coming, and I know the rapture has first got to take place, and the saints of God get out of here. Oh, the saints have got to be removed. We are not appointed unto wrath, the Bible says. It's not the right of the world to rule the bride of Jesus Christ. We will be moved up there with him before this one world order begins. Now, you got to hear it. Listen now. And they worship the dragon. See, the devil is the object of the worship of this globalistic world that's coming. The devil is the object of the worship. Now, you can understand why the devil is pushing globalism. You can understand why demons and devils are out there doing everything in their power to set up a globalistic world. The devil wants it because the devil wants to rule this world. He's always wanted to rule this world. Go back to the Garden of Eden. And from the Garden of Eden, 6,000 years ago approximately, until today, the devil has sought through many means and sources from Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus. I mean, you can name them. Alexander the Great, Hitler. I mean, you can just name the characters that have meant and desired to set up a globalistic world in which they would rule it. Well, it was always under the devil's power. It was always some wicked man, some ungodly character. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. They worshiped the dragon, the devil, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? I mean, this kind of thing is coming. Who is like unto the beast? Who is like unto Obama? Who is like unto Hillary? I get amazed when I deal with people and try to discuss the political things with them. They have been so bought into this globalistic society and this one world order and this massive power of control over everybody until they think we're crazy because we resist it, because we want nothing to do with it, because we're just waiting for the rapture. And then they're going to get what they want, believe me. But they're not going to get it until the saints of God out of here. I got to be gone. I got to be gone. Joe Chambers has got to be out of their way before they can set up their one world order. Isn't that amazing? You say, Brother Chambers, what do you think you are? Nothing but a believer. Nothing but a Bible believer. Nothing but an old-fashioned person who loves the Holy Scripture, who loves the Holy Book, and who has committed every bit of me to the Word of God, because we see what is coming, and we're not going to be part of it. We're going to be out of here, and we're going to move up yonder. Are you ready to go? Now, notice, and they worship the dragon. They actually worship. Can you believe a whole world other than believers, other than resistant people, other than those who know something about prophecy? Even if you miss the rapture and you know something about prophecy, you're not going to want to worship the devil. I mean, if you know anything about the Bible, you're not going to want to worship the devil. And you need to get that in your mind, friend. And you need to make up your mind to stay holy and pure and to walk with God and to serve the Master and to live clean before the cross. Because the coming of the Lord is at the door. Amen. I read on. And they were given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blaspheming. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. See, the Antichrist gives his greatest power, or is given his greatest power, I should say, during the last half of the 7 years. The last half of the 7 years. Now, he'll be around before that. In fact, he's probably somewhere right now, just planning, just scheming, just dealing with the wicked people, dealing with one world order people. There's forces out there in the world scene that are doing their best to set up this one world order, and they are led by demons. They are under demon control. The devil is involved with them, and I'll guarantee you the Antichrist is already there. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows his name. He may have a name that sounds as pure and as simple as you can imagine. But behind that name is the ultimate name of the Antichrist. And you need to be aware of this and get yourself ready to meet the Lord and get yourself ready to get out of here Now, there'll be a lot of people saved after the rapture, because when you see what has happened and you understand what's taking place, you're going to want to make sure you don't spend eternity in hell. And I want to make sure you don't spend eternity in hell. And that's why I deal with you as I do. Now, I've got a wonderful article. I'm not going to try to worry about it a lot. As far as dealing with the content, it's all about what I'm reading, what I'm talking to you, what I'm saying. And so you can get this article simply by calling right now and telling my secretary, my ladies, that you want a copy. Call 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Here's the phone numbers for just a few minutes, 1-800-338-7884. That's 704-391-0588 and 1-800-338-7884. You got it? Now I'm going to remove it. Let me leave it one more minute. Now, grab your phone. I want to give you this article. Every Christian out there ought to read this. I want you to understand what globalism represents. I want you to understand when you hear the term. It's really been in the news a lot lately. I mean, tremendous amount. And you can see all the forces against the present president. Is all having to do with this globalistic society, with this globalistic world. They want to provide abortions for everybody in the world. They want homosexuality and sodomy to be accepted on a worldwide basis. They want more and more people in big political offices who are led by that whole sodomite world. They want this. They want to control you. They want healthcare programs that control you. They want everything that controls you. That's globalism. And it's all of the devil. Do you understand? And here's a good article that will give you some understanding of what I'm talking to you about, okay? And you can know what is happening now. There are several things that I like to tell people about this globalism, this abomination of desolation, and all this stuff that's coming of the globalistic world. They will have no mercy for anyone. The new religion is far more evil than even the Muslim people right now, the Muslim terrorists right now, even more wicked. I'm telling you, there are religious people in these new religions of globalism, what are some of the names? Wow, they escape me, you know. There are many religious groups out there. Boy, they love the thoughts of a new world order that they will rule and use to set up a religious world. They actually think it's going to be a religious world. It's going to be religious, all right, but diabolical, evil, satanic religion. That's what's coming. Well, children will be molested and viciously slaughtered in front of parents. The Antichrist image will be a dark creature. Anyone that is a Jew or a professing Christian will be hated and hunted for your destruction. I mean, they'll be out to destroy. Multitudes of Christians will die during the early stages of the 7 years of the tribulation period, because people will turn to Christ. They'll turn to the things of God. They'll turn to righteousness and purity, and the enemy will destroy them. I'm telling you, the enemy will destroy them. That will be the goal of Satan, to destroy them. Now, I'm thinking go read in Zechariah. But before I do, I want to invite you to call. I want questions about this new globalism that's coming. I want questions about why we must expose it and why the world must understand it. I want questions about how to escape to go in the rapture so that you are not part of that globalistic world. It cannot really begin until the rapture. The rapture, the great spirit of God is holding the devil at bay. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and you'll see there's a restrainer. I preach wonderful sermons on when the restrainer is gone. When the restrainer is gone, that's when globalism will take worldwide dominance. Globalism cannot take world dominance until the restrainer is gone. Okay? You understand that? I want you to understand that. Now grab your phone. Anything you want to ask, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I'm ready for your questions. I really am. Let me read you some other things that will be happening. There will be at least millions slaughtered every day. Millions slaughtered every day. Beryl will be by bulldozers. Sodomy will rule the world. Children of unsaved parents will be a source of great sorrow. Oh, anyone receiving the mark of the beast will be subject to horrible assault. Anyone who resists the mark of the beast. Anyone who says no to the mark of the beast will be subject to horrible assault until they submit or else die. Those who take the mark of the beast will be lost forever. If you take the mark, there's no forgiveness. There's no salvation. I don't care what anybody, there have been some preachers preaching that you can take the mark, still get forgiveness. Well, at least they're admitting there's going to be a mark. At least they're admitting a new world order is coming. At least they're admitting that globalism is on the way. It really is. It's on the way. But it can't happen until the bride's out of here. Jesus is coming for his saints. Jesus is coming for his saints. Now, when you tell people these things that you believe, they're a little bit bothered by you. I understand that. I'm sorry they are, but I can't do anything about it. All I can do is stand for the truth. All I can do is stay with the word, stay with the gospel, stay with the wonderful things of God, friend. That's all I can do is stay with the wonderful things of God and just be near the cross and living near the cross, living close to the graces of our Lord and the mercies of our Redeemer. That's where I'm going to live. Now, all of those things are overwhelming. They really are. But I want to take you to the book of Zechariah. I hope you're called. The lines are open, 704-391-0588. Does anybody out there believe what I'm telling you? Does anybody out there understand globalism? Think of the word globalism. One world order. Everything under one massive governmental control. One thing under one nation worldwide control, governmental control. One world. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how wicked that will be? Just think if it's Karl Marx or Adolf Hitler or even if it's an Obama. I mean, just think of what it would be like if you were totally controlled by Obama or Hillary and they was in complete control of your life and you did nothing that they didn't agree with or didn't support. And they had complete control of you because you had a mark on your forehead or on your hand or on your card, your credit card. And so you couldn't buy if you didn't submit and take the mark. Can you imagine something like that? Well, the world don't know it, but it's at the door. It actually is at the door. All right. Let me read to you. I'm looking for your calls. I want to answer your questions. The lines are open right now. The lines are open right now. Do you have a question? Is there something about what I've said that disturbs you? And you want to take me on. I don't mind that. I really love being taken on because it puts me at my best. I've got to think. I've got to be kind. I've got to be careful to be gentle to you. I've got to, you know, maybe I don't know the answer. If not, then I'll learn and I'll figure out the answer. I like to be challenged. I really do. I love to be challenged. So if you think I'm crazy, call me and tell me and let's talk about it. Let's see whether it's me that's crazy or maybe it's you that's crazy. You know, sometimes it's the other person. When you think somebody's crazy, it may be you are thinking they're crazy and they are knowing that you're crazy. Well, let's talk about it. I'm ready. I am ready. Now, Zechariah, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. I'm overwhelmed by it. And I love to discuss it. I love to get into the middle of it because it's so powerful. But in the book of Zechariah, he actually described the very thing that's taking place today. Let me read a little to you. Zechariah chapter 5. This is Old Testament. It agrees 100% with what I just read in Revelation 13. It's a perfect picture of the very same thing. Are you calling 704-391-0588? Are you calling 1-800-338-7884. Do you want a copy of this booklet? Do you want the information about this globalism and the one world order and demon spirits and the abomination of desolation? Do you want some material about it? Are you willing to study? Have you already made up your mind you don't believe what the Bible says? Have you turned off the scripture? Have you turned off the Lordship of Jesus Christ in your life? Where are you at in these matters? Really, where are you at? You know, bringing you Open Bible Dialogue has been an experience of 44 years. I don't like it when my little Juanita's not sitting in yonder helping with the phone. I've got a wonderful ladies and good people who help me, but I always liked having Miss Chambers here. She kept me straight. If I got over excited, she'd come in here, calm down, Daddy, you know. Oh, I love it. I love it. Don't mind it at all. Now, grab your phones. I want to answer your question. I really want to help you with your question. I really do. Now, let me read the book of Zechariah, chapter 5. And you need to read this after the program. And I turned and looked up. Mine eyes, I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a flying roll. This is a book, a flying roll. Bibles were in that day flying rolls. They were rolled up. And so this was a flying roll. And he said unto me, "What see thou?" And I answered, "I see a flying roll, and the length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. Then said he unto me, "This is the curse." Listen, this is the curse that cometh. This is the curse that goeth forth upon the whole earth. This is the curse that goeth forth over the whole earth. For everyone that stealeth shall be cut off on this side, according to it. And everyone that sweareth shall be cut off on that side, according to it. And he goes on to say, "I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall enter into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of the house, and it shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof." So here is a great prophetic role that is telling us about a day when a curse comes upon the whole earth, when a curse covers everything of the entire earth. I mean, that's what he's saying. A curse covering everything. Well, that's the Antichrist. That's the globalistic society. That's the one world order I'm talking about. That's the coming of the devil, the dragon, and his Antichrist and his false prophet. It's the whole picture, and it's beautiful. Let me go on. Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, "Lift up now thine eyes and see what is this that goeth forth." And I saw what it is. And he said, "This is an ephah." An ephah, that is a container that, you know, handles commercial things, that goeth forth. He said, "Moreover, this is their resemblance throughout all the earth. And behold, there was lifted up a talent of lead, and this is a woman that sitteth in the midst of the ephah." And he said, "This is wickedness." This is the Antichrist. This is the devil's character coming forth to rule the world. This is the Antichrist. "And lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came out two women. And the wind was in their wings, but they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and heaven." So here is three entities, a one world political system, a one world educational system, and in it, a one world religious system, and they're being lifted up because they're going to take control of the whole earth. Now that's in the book of Zechariah, chapter 5. I've preached on that chapter a number of times through the years, and it is indeed a breathtaking picture. Let's take a call here. You on the air? May I help you, please? May I help you, please? Well, I'm not hearing you. Hold on there just a moment. I'm dealing with so many powers determined to hinder me that I have to be very careful. I really do. And I have to take things out and re-put them in and get them. Now, I think I can get this person now. I'm sorry. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes.
I hear you now.
Okay, I have a question.
Okay, ask me real slowly, and I'm hearing you good.
Okay, I think it's right along the lines of what you're talking about. I went to the bank this week, and I asked for a new debit card, and they told me they were going to give me a card with a chip inside. Do you think this is safe?
You know, I'm not. You went to the bank and you asked for a credit card, and they told you what?
I asked for a debit card.
A debit card.
And they told me that they were giving me a card that has a chip on the inside. That's what the issue.
It has a chip on it.
It's got a chip on the inside of the card.
Yes, I've got one of them.
Are they safe?
That's not the mark of the beast, ma'am. You don't have to worry about a credit card of any description being the mark of the beast. There can be no mark of the beast until the beast gets here. It's got to be after the rapture, and it's got to be the Antichrist actually taking control of a worldwide globalistic society. And so we don't have to worry about these cards. They're just getting ready. All of it is just the whole one world system in its early stages, getting everything set in order so that once the rapture takes place, the devil can just step right in and take over.
Well, I knew that. I knew it wasn't the mark of the beast, but I'm saying there's no way they can
That's right. There's no way you can take the mark of the beast with a debit card. So quit worrying about that.
Well, I'm not worried about it, but I'm saying you think it's safe.
Well, it's all in. Yeah, it's coming. I'm trying to tell people it's coming. Everything in preparation for a globalistic society, almost everything is already here.
Yeah.
It's already in operation. And Trump is a thorn in their flesh because he is against that idea. He don't understand why he's against it. He just happens to be a tool that God's using for our benefit to save us a little time. I don't know how much time he's going to save us. I mean, they want him dead. They want that man dead because it's a globalistic world that's coming. And people who love Obama and Hillary, they don't know why they love her. They just know that that's what's in their spirit, and they are under the control of the devil themselves. Or you wouldn't want either one of those people.
Well, it gave me an opportunity to witness.
Yes, it is. A wonderful opportunity to witness. And you keep witnessing, okay? You keep on telling the story of Jesus. I love you. I thank you for your questions. They were wonderful. You know, when you really think about it, a lot of good people out there know what's going on. They know something's happening. You can't even look at the world and not know a globalistic society is in the development. Look at how they went crazy when Obama signed out of that environmental agreement that they had made in Paris, the Paris Agreement. He signed off. He signed out. He didn't want anything to do with it. Now, I don't know who's directing him, but somebody knows a little bit about prophecy. I've tried to get my book in his hands, the masterpiece. I would give my right arm almost if I could get our president to read the masterpiece, my book on Revelation, because he's doing things that relate to it in the good side, but he doesn't know why. I'm just glad he's doing it. That's all I know how to say is I'm just glad he's doing it because it can save us a little time. But the world is coming to a globalistic society. And if you don't have Jesus in your life and you haven't been in this Bible and you haven't got this Bible written upon the avenues of your life and your heart, you're being a very foolish person. I don't understand. I don't understand why anybody wouldn't want to be on fire for the Lord. I do not understand. But the Bible says the devil, the god of this world, will blind the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. Now give us a call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Call quickly, would you? Call quickly. I want your question. Nothing helps me make this program great like your questions. Now, a globalistic world is coming. You can tell I'm animated. I'm animated because I've been staying up at night until last night. I had friends from Raleigh. Ed and Bonnie Branch came over and said, "You go to bed. We're going to sit with Ms. Chambers tonight." And I slept about 10 hours. And brother, did I need it. Now, I'm heading back to a Presbyterian hospital. We got to get her, off of this. I mean, out of this dire situation that has been caused by something at the hospital that we were at. Won't be going back to that hospital again. I can promise you, I am utterly disgusted with the Pineville CMC Hospital. Utterly disgusted. I don't mind naming, because I can tell you one thing after the other that just really made you know how unprepared. And they hated me because I wouldn't join in with hospice. I am not a hospice person. I do not want my wife under their auspices. And so that really made them furious with me, utterly furious. Well, that's okay. I'm not part of this one world order. I'm not part of the Obamacare future. I'm not part of globalism. I'm getting ready to leave here. I'm getting ready to go in the rapture. My sweetheart wife's going with me. Amen. What a day. What a day. Now, the lines are open. I'd like to take several more calls. Okay? So grab your phone right now. I'm going to give you the number again. You're slow to get it. Okay? The number 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. I'm reading them to you. I want you to hear them. Now, this article on globalism, the one world order, globalism, the mark of the beast, globalism, the Antichrist, globalism, the abomination of desolation, is in this booklet, and I want to give it to you. I want you educated. I really do. I want you educated. I want you to know why what I'm saying is so urgent for you to get involved in learning and get yourself ready to meet the coming of the Lord. Is there anything I can say that will shake you to the very foundation of your heart and you'll fall on your knees somewhere and get yourself right with God? I wish I could. I would if I could. All right, other questions? I appreciate that, dear lady. I want your question right quickly. I've got about 22 minutes. And I want to make every one of them count with things that will help you. Now, you read Zechariah chapter 5 when this program is over. And you will see this picture of this very end time episode. You will see the whole thing. The rising of a one world order. Like a scroll that the prophet of God saw. And in it was these three figures that were of womanhood. Not to put down womanhood at all. God just uses them sometimes as types in His Bible. And these were types of these orders of the New World Order, a one world globalism, a one world economic system, a one world political system, and a one world religious system. That's what He wants. That's what the devil wants. One world religion. One world politics and one world economy. And they all are in the making. You can see them everywhere. And the Bible dictates it, proclaims it, prophesies of it. And so we know it's coming. We know it's of the coming enemy, given liberty to do his dark deeds. And the saints of God will be gone. How many of you want to leave here when the rapture takes place? Let me have some calls about the rapture. How many of you know that the rapture will deliver you from the coming one world order? Can I make that real simple? The rapture will deliver you from the coming one world order. Is that a perfect picture? That's exactly what the rapture will do. That's exactly what the rapture will do. It will deliver you for the coming one world order. No ifs, no ands. It will deliver you and you'll be out of here and you'll be in heaven and you'll see it from up there, but you won't be part of it down here. Now your family is going to be in a mess. Your family that don't go with you, your loved ones, your working companions, the people who live in your communities, you know, we need to tell one another. We need to tell everybody we know, you better get ready. You better get ready. We're fixing to leave here. You better get ready. We're fixing to go. That rapture's fixing to take place. It will take place before the 7 years. No ifs and ands. It will take place before the 7 years. And I want you gone. I love you that much, even if you're my enemy. If you hate me, that doesn't change my love for you. Doesn't change my compassion for your care. I just care about every one of you. All right, don't miss church in the morning. I will be preaching right here at Paul Creek in the morning, and I can hardly wait. Every Sunday morning, I preach with all my heart. I really do. And I want you, and I haven't had much on Facebook because I've been busy with my little sweetheart, taking care of her and trying to help her recover. I want her back in there under helping me. I really do. If I don't get her back, I send her to heaven. I'm going to shout and rejoice, and I'm going to keep on with those who help me. Because we are not going to close down nothing until Jesus closes us down. And I don't think he's ready to do that. I feel as ready to go as I've ever been and excited to give you my best. Now, the number to call, 1-800-338-7884. The toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. The local number, 7 days a week, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Well, school's off to a good start. I had a wonderful chapel yesterday. Man, did I enjoy preaching to those kids. Got away from my little wife long enough to come and preach. Got away, you know, because I'm dedicated to the kingdom of God. That's the essence of my life, is the kingdom of God. That was the essence of my wife's life, the kingdom of God. She don't want me to stop nothing. She doesn't want me to stop nothing. And I'm thrilled for that. She is more than glad for me to come here and be away from her a little while and do the business of the kingdom, the business of the church. Now, we'd love to have you in the morning. You know where Paul Creek is, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, right here in Charlotte. I preach the word with all my heart. You'll enjoy the singing. Oh, I've got good singers. I've got great people in charge. We've got great teachers in our school. We just really have a great staff. We really have a great staff. Two young ministers coming along that I'm trying to train and get them ready to take more hold of these things around here so we keep everything moving smoothly until the rapture sounds. And when that rapture sounds, we're going to be gone. We're going to be gone. Any question now about globalism? How many out there understand the word globalism? Do you understand the word globalism? One world culture. One world society. One world religion. One world everything. The reason I don't like hospice is because it's part of the one world religion. It really is. Every religion is equal with them. Every religion is equal with them. We got a lot of people in America. The Democrat Party, every religion is equal with them. You've got all the liberal media out there. Every religion is equal with them. You see people in your community. Every religion is equal with them. You see people with a bumper sticker on their car that has six or seven different symbols of religions. And they're saying all the religions are the same. Well, when you say all religions are the same, you're saying Christianity is no more than Hinduism. And Christianity is no more than Buddhism. And Christianity is no more than Muslim religion. That Christianity is no more than any of these other religions. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the only path. There is no other way to heaven. There is no other way to spend eternity with the Lord. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Jesus said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, is your preacher preaching these kind of things? Is your preacher telling you what I'm telling you right out of this Bible? You say, Reverend Chambers, where did you get this material from? I got it from the preachers who preached to me starting 65 years ago when I got saved in an old-fashioned church of God in East Burlington, North Carolina. My first preacher was Lanky Lambert. Lanky Lambert. And then along came C.S. Grogan. Oh, he was a wonderful man. Then a brother Timmerman. Timmerman. Oh, he was a precious man. I mean, these were great preachers. I loved them. And these are the things they preached to me. We'd have a prophecy conference every year and bring in a prophecy teacher. And they'd teach us these things in the book of Revelation. And they got a hold of me. They got a hold of my mind. They took a hold of my life. They made me a part of what they were made with. And so I'm still doing what they did. I'm still preaching what Ray Hughes preached. I'm still preaching what many of the old-fashioned Baptist preachers preached. How many of you remember some of those great Baptist preachers? I'm trying to think of some of their names. I used to hear them on the radio. Oh, they were good. They laid it on the line. They laid it on the line. And then go back to John Wesley. Go back to the early days of Billy Graham. Go back to Dwight L. Moody. Go back to Andrew Murray. Go back to these great men of different religions. Some were Presbyterian, some were Baptist, some were Methodist. None of that made any difference. They believed the Bible. They loved the Scripture. They loved the Holy Book. And they preached exactly. I preached nothing that they did not preach. I really do not. Maybe the Methodists had not quite come to prophecy as later the Dwight L. Moody's did, and maybe the Finnis Dakes did, who was a Presbyterian. I mean, these were some great people. No, what preaching they did. And I'm just one of them. And I'm trying to get you ready for the rapture. I'm trying to get you ready. Now, I've got about 13 minutes, 14 maybe. And so I want calls for the whole 14 minutes. Grab your phone right now. Grab your phone. I want calls for the whole 14 minutes. Any question about prophecy? Any question about revelation? Any question about the globalism? Any question about a one world order? Any question about the Antichrist? About the mark of the beast? Any question about the rapture? Any question about the trumpet sounding? I'll do my best to answer. So grab your phone. Let's spend these minutes on exciting phone calls. 1-800. Grab your phone now. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. I'm sitting here ready, anxious to help you understand we are close to the end. Man, we are so close to the last hour. We're so close to the rapture. We're so close to the coming of the Lord. We're so close to the final day. Hallelujah. What a day. What a day. What a day. Well, you are very slow today to get on the phones with me, and that's not fair. So if you're a friend and you love this program, let's hear from you right now. Everybody that loves open Bible dialogue, call and tell me. Okay? I want to hear from you. I want your question. I want to help you get yourself ready for the coming of the Lord. It is so exciting. It really is. It really is. Let me take you while you're calling to St. John chapter 14. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said that. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And this is Jesus talking. I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, notice Jesus said it, I will come again. I will come again. That where I am, there you may be also. Now, you see, globalism is the opposite of what we're talking about. Two worlds out there. One world is secular. One world is led by the God of this world. One world is spiritual, under the auspices of the Bible, sovereignly under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Sovereignly getting ready for the glorious day when we're going to face the Lord and hear him say, well done. Oh, the other crowd getting the world ready for the Antichrist, for globalism, for dark days of hellish living, giving you privilege to be anything you want to be. The devil don't care what you are. The devil wants you to think that everything goes, that you have a right to choose anything you want to choose, that there are no standards, that the Bible standards are misnomer. They were never meant. That's what the devil wants you to think. Now, I'm here to tell you, the Bible is still the living Word of God. The Bible is still the living Word of God. It is true from beginning to end. It is first and last. It is forever settled. It is forever the book of God. It is forever pure. And he said, I'm coming again, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I go prepare a place. Can you imagine the place that Jesus is preparing? Revelation gives us a picture of that golden city, that great New Jerusalem, the Bible calls it. How many of you believe in New Jerusalem? How many of you believe there's going to be a city 1,500 miles square and 1,500 miles high? With 12 levels, 12 foundations, 12 levels. There'll be 12 gates, which are named after the angels, and 12 foundations, which are named after the apostles. I mean, it's a literal city. There's no question about it. And it's being prepared right now while I'm talking to you. Right now, while I'm sharing with you. And he's coming to get you. Do you want to go? How many out there could say right now, I would like to go up in the rapture? Boy, would I like to go. I'd like to go right now in the rapture. I am looking forward to it. I'm ready to go in a moment. I'm staying ready and prepared every day. Is there anybody out there that can say, I am part of that? I want to be part of that. I want to go when he comes. Well, you know, I want to go. Now, I've tried to help you understand globalism today. Globalism is a big word. Globalism is a massive word. It really is. Globalism is a massive word. It's an overwhelming word. It's a big word. I'm here to tell you. And it's the devil's doings. It's the devil's desire. It's the devil's plan. No question about it. No question about it. The devil is coming in all his evilness and all of his darkness and all of his ugliness and all of his power. He's coming in all the wickedness of his action. He's coming to do everything ugly you can imagine. Hey, how many of you are praying for my little sweetheart, Miss Chambers? I'm headed to the hospital. I'm getting calls from my daughter who's there with all kinds of questions, and I'll have them answered in a moment. But I wanted to bring you this message today, and I wanted to open your heart, and I wanted to get you praying for Miss Chambers. And I know you're praying. I really do. Now, I got 8 minutes, and I'm determined that some of you will call with some questions that will help us understand globalism. I really am. I want you to understand this. It is a massive thing. It is coming like a storm. It is the work of demons. It is the work of demons. Now, you read Revelation 13, and you read Zechariah chapter 5. You read those two chapters, and I promise you, they'll get your attention. They'll get a hold of you. They'll open your mind. They'll open your mind, and they'll open your heart. And it's very urgent, very urgent, very urgent that you prepare to leave here in the rapture. See, the globalism is coming, and it is part of the New World Order. Globalism, the New World Order, the Antichrist Kingdom, they all mean the same thing. They all mean the same thing. All of it is the work of the enemy to take control of your life. All of it is the work of the devil to rule your life and to rule your being and to be the master of you. And so it's very urgent that you understand these things and that you prepare yourself and that you get your heart ready, because the coming of the Lord is at the door. Anybody out there that really wants to go when Jesus comes? How about let me have five or six quick calls to say, I want to go when Jesus comes. I am ready. Come on quickly. Grab your phone. I'm ready. I'm going when Jesus calls. I'm going when Jesus calls. I'm going when Jesus comes. I'm ready as soon as Jesus calls. I'm going with Jesus when he calls. I'm going with Jesus when he calls. Would you call and tell me if you're going? Anybody? Maybe there's nobody going. No, I know too many of you are ready. You love the things of God. You love the things of Christ. You love the things of the kingdom. I know you. I care about you. I'm interested in you. I'm praying for you. You're important to me. You're important to my life. And everything I represent is for you and your glory and your kingdom. Okay? The Lord's glory and the Lord's kingdom. Hey, friend, Jesus is all. Jesus is everything. Hallelujah. Let me read to you. I love to read these wonderful truths of the Bible, because they really are powerful. And if you live in them, they will affect your life and they will change you for his honor and for his glory. They really will. He is everything you need, everything you could ever desire. He really is. Wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Do you hear that? If you're sleeping, arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Excuse me. Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is at the door. The coming of the Lord is even at hand. And we're going to go with him when he comes. So redeeming the time because the days are evil. And the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Man, there's never been such a storm of wickedness. There's never been such a storm of wickedness. Wherefore, take unto thee the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, Satan is coming in all of his wickedness. Satan is coming in all of his darkness. He's coming to destroy. He's coming to work his dark things upon your life. He's coming to make you, he wants you to destroy, but Jesus is coming to give you life. Well, it's been a joy to try to talk to you today and to try to be a blessing. I really do want to be a blessing. Now listen, radio program, next Saturday will be right back here at 1 o'clock. Facebook friends, I love you. Please be praying for Ms. Chambers. Email friends, please be praying for Ms. Chambers. Radio friends, please be praying for my Juanita. She's our friend. She loves you. She loves you just like I love you. Remember the school? We want you to be part of it. We really do. We want you to be part of our school. And you would love being part of our school. Your children would love being part of our school. And we would really like to have you part of it. We mean that with all our heart. We really mean that with all our heart. You are so important to us. You are so important to us. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Remember us in prayer now. Jesus is a great God.
With swift transition, not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand and build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand and trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if my earthly friends forsake, still more closely to Him cling and hold to God's unchanging hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand and covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay, but seek to heavenly treasure, oh, for they will never pass away. Oh, just hold to God's unchanging hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand and be your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. And when your journey is completed, and if to God you have been true, your home. your enraptured soul will view. But you must hold to God's unchanging hand. Just hold to God's unchanging hand and build on things eternal.